More now on the trial of Saddam Hussein. We're joined by two law professors who've been following the case. Eric Posner of the University of Chicago. Welcome to the program, Professor Posner.
Hello.
And Diane Orendlicher of American University, also an expert on war crimes. Welcome to the program once again.
Good to be with you.
Diane Orendlicher is at the studios of our member station, WAMU. Professor Posner, you wrote a couple of months ago that this trial is like a certain kind of detective novel. I quote, "We know who did it. We know how it will all end. The only mystery is how we will get there." From what's happened so far, are we getting there through a process that's recognizable to you as criminal justice?
Well, yes, it's recognizable as criminal justice. We have a trial and charges have been filed, and now we're hearing testimony. We won't know for quite a long time whether the trial is successful or a failure, but it does resemble a trial as it is supposed to.
One of the questions you've raised about this trial is the implications for the Ba'athist subordinates of Saddam Hussein.
Well, the question is whether they are going to throw their lot in with the constitutional settlement, and or whether they're going to continue to resist and support the insurgency. So the concern I expressed in that op-ed was that if they thought that the crimes that the trial was adjudicating were defined broadly enough, then they could expect at some point in the future to be indicted and punished. And if they expect that, they're not going to be willing to lay down their arms and join into the political process.
So a political challenge that you see implicit, at least, in the proceeding. Professor Diane Orendlicher, do you see, first of all, a criminal justice proceeding here as opposed to a political one? And do you see the problem posed in terms of what the subordinates, the former subordinates of Saddam Hussein, make of all this?
Well, yes, this certainly is a criminal justice process that is taking place, however, in an extremely volatile political context. As far as implications for lower-level perpetrators, I don't see the legal theories of criminal responsibility coming out of this trial as being that important to how we address the insurgency threat. I think there are much more important tools for addressing that threat.
Is justice served by only having a couple of dozen trials of leading Ba'athists as opposed to large numbers of people who took part in these operations?
Well, in my view, it's important, certainly for Iraqis, that at least those who are seen as most responsible be prosecuted. Whether that will be enough is a difficult question. And I think Iraqis understand right now how difficult it is even to put on trial those who are most responsible, and so may be willing to accept that prosecutions have to stop with the top leaders.
I'd like to ask you, the first witness whose testimony was heard in this case, not today but in the previous session, actually has since died. I don't believe that he was cross-examined, and he described the massacre of people at the town of Dujail, which is the crime for which Saddam Hussein is being tried. But he had nothing to say whatever about Saddam Hussein's culpability. This raised the possibility, at least, that there might be a weak case presented against Saddam Hussein. Is it conceivable to you, Professor Posner, that this trial could result in the acquittal of Saddam Hussein of what happened that day?
I think it's extremely difficult to imagine that that would happen for two reasons. First, the evidence against him is quite strong, and you don't want to evaluate the whole case on the basis of just one piece of testimony. But second, the political pressure to convict and punish him is overwhelming, and I just can't imagine that the judges would resist it, even if they thought that he deserved acquittal, which is also hard to imagine.
You feel comfortable with that second judgment, that the political pressure for a conviction is intense. If Saddam Hussein's lawyers were here, they would say that's the whole problem. It's a political event.
It is a political event, but I think what's important is that the trial be and look fair to the extent that circumstances allow. No one can say that conviction and punishment would be unfair, even if some elements of the process itself are unfair.
Diane Orendlicher, do you have the same view of fairness and the appearance of fairness in this trial?
Well, I think that in the long term for Iraq and in the short term for the rest of the world, the appearance of fairness will be all important for the credibility of this trial process. There is absolutely a strong clamor for justice among Iraqis right now, and the judges are acutely aware of that, but they are also acutely aware of the long-term importance of a fair trial process. And you see that dynamic playing out every single minute in the courtroom. You see the judge trying to control Saddam Hussein on the one hand, but also making absolutely sure that he receives fair representation. So I think the appearance of justice is very important, not just to the international community, but to the Iraqi judges and public.
So implicit in this trial, perhaps, to an Iraqi audience is, this is the kind of trial that you, as a citizen in the new Iraq, might be able to expect. Have your own lawyer. You're allowed to assert your rights in court. And this is a feature, not just making peace with the old Iraq, but this is a feature of the new Iraq that we're trying to create here.
That's a theory. That's a justification that's given for this trial. And I would add to it the idea that you can be punished for committing a crime that's been defined in advance by some kind of democratic body. And you cannot be punished simply because you're an opponent of the regime. Of course, there's an irony here because Saddam is, in a way, being punished in part because he's an opponent. And that creates a great deal of tension, which Saddam and his lawyers are exploiting every time they argue that the tribunal is illegitimate, that the judges are pawns of the Americans, and so forth.
Professor Eric Posner of the University of Chicago and Diane Orentlicker of American University, thank you both very much for talking with us today.
Happy to be here.